This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater light prior to doctors cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation to my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance, so I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise daily. Included in this regimen is a product called Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is an all-natural organic formula which has helped lower not only my blood pressure, but my cholesterol and blood sugar levels as well, while improving my circulation and quality of sleep. My biggest goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and Heart and Body Extract is helping me overcome the challenges of my recovery so I may reach those goals. You need to visit HBExtract.com right now or call 866-295-5305. After all, with a money-back guarantee, can you afford not to? Take control of your life. Pick up the phone and call 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. It's the only thing I take. Besides the bike rides. Check them out. My next guest, I'm very pleased to have hooked up with this entire group of people, although I've only met my next guest. I've never met his entire group. And he does some very thought-provoking things. And this latest little ditty that he's got going on out there is very thought-provoking. Joining me for the first time in a long time, from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, is Dr. John Adine. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. And hey, hi to all the ninjas in the chat room. And, you know, I'm with you every day just about. So I may not be on the air with you, but I'm with you. So much for that.
I always wonder what's wrong when I don't see Dr. John in the chat room. Now, you wrote
it working.
Yeah. I remember when I woke up in the ICU of the cardiac unit, if a terrorist had been coming down the hall shooting people, I would have, all I would have been able to do at that point would have been watch him come into my room and shoot me. There's a great many people in hospitals that are just absolutely helpless, aren't they? And you have written an article that just came out in USCCA magazine. And the article is, in the crosshairs, are our hospitals targets for terrorist attacks? What are you, besides what we already know, as a gun guy and a doctor, and you work in hospitals like almost 100% of the time, what are you discovering?
Well, first of all, you know, I've been thinking about this for a number of years. The reason why I got into the Second Amendment advocacy area was because of the gun-free zones at hospitals. And it's not a far stretch to go from an active shooter type of scenario or spree killer, whatever you want to call it, to an organized terrorist attack. And so I went and actually did some research because I figured that this wasn't something that somebody already hasn't thought of. And so I went and did some research, and I actually found several good articles and actually an excellent book. The book is by John Giduck, G-I-D-U-C-K. It's called When Terror Returns. And it talks about the attack at Beslan in Russia, the school where it was a mass hostage terrorist attack. a couple of attacks in different hospitals in Russia in the mid-1990s done by the Chechnyans. The Russian theater hostage situation. So he talks about a lot of these situations, but also he kind of distills them down to the different kinds of attacks that they are. As far as the hospital attacks, there's actually been about 100 of them since 1981. You say, well, I've never heard about that. But yes, there have been 100 hospitals, none of them in the United States, but it's been in 47 different countries, resulting in about 775 deaths and 1,200 people wounded. So to me, that's a significant issue. And we know that right now, terrorist cells are in the United States. They've come across our southern border. They're coming in with the Syrian refugees, and it's a matter of time. Hospital administrators are not willing to look at this and prepare because it's going to be expensive and it's going to cost a lot of resources, and that's not something that's high on their list. The problem is that every hospital in this country is at risk for attack. And there's a lot of good reasons why these hospitals are a choice. There's easy access to hospitals. They're gun-free zones. Most hospitals don't have security screening when you walk in the front door, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, there's a large number of potential casualties. The hospital attack in Budenovsk, Russia, had 2,000 hostages, and the one in Kislar had 3,000 hostages. Have you seen hostage numbers like that ever before? Have you ever heard about this stuff?
That's horrendous to consider.
They even collected people from the area and herded them into the hospital because they only had 100 people in the one hospital, but they took people from the neighborhood and they just marched them down the street and put them in the hospital. They put them in the second and third floors and wired the bottom floor with explosives. So if there was an attack or they, you know, were taken, they could light off the explosives, and not only would they kill the attackers, but then they would collapse the building and kill all the hostages too. So this is the kind of stuff that we're up against potentially, and we have to really be worried about that. Also, hospitals have nuclear and biological materials in them. Okay, we have nuclear medicine. We do stuff with technetium and, you know, thallium and gallium and all these radioactive isotopes, which can be used in a dirty bomb. Also biological materials. We have all kinds of biotoxins and biological cultures that can be used to contaminate water supplies, to, you know, I mean, you name it. Also, if you attack a hospital in the face of a primary attack, it's a force multiplier.
Right. One thing that I am thinking, though, with most of the size of most hospitals, and I'd like your opinion on this. With an attack of any sort, they're going to make a sweep and head towards one place that they intend to hold, because hospitals are pretty big. It would take a fairly decent sized team, almost a unit, to hold an entire hospital and hold all of the exits and entrances and everything. That would be quite the undertaking.
Right. And so what they do is they would make a sweep. They would get the kind of people that they want to have, and then they would isolate them in an area. And most likely they would probably wire entrances with explosives. This is what they did in Russia, in both the Budenovsk and the Kislar hospital sieges. The one in Budenovsk, they were actually able to repel Spetsnaz attempts to take the hospitals. So this was serious business. They had armored vehicles that couldn't get through.
We're coming up on the first break real quick.
All right.
How can they find the collective writings of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership?
We are at drgo.us, and we will be reposting this article, I think, probably next Thursday. So it'll be at our website at that point in time.
All right. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
security. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Lose Performance Made in USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater light prior to doctors cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed a very basic obligation to my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance, so I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise daily. Included in this regimen is a product called Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is an all-natural organic formula which has helped lower not only my blood pressure, but my cholesterol and blood sugar levels as well, while improving my circulation and quality of sleep. My biggest goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and Heart and Body Extract is helping me overcome the challenges of my recovery so I may reach those goals. You need to visit HBExtract.com right now or call 866-295-5305. After all, with a money-back guarantee, can you afford not to? Take control of your life. Pick up the phone and call 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. I only do three things to recover: diet, bike ride, HB extract. And in answer to your question, I'm being asked in the chat room, if Hillary were to infringe upon the Second Amendment and demand a nationwide gun grab, who would enforce it? Would it be the military or police forces? Neither. Neither would enforce it. That would be their biggest problem. Nobody's going to suit up and go take that mission on. Joining me again from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership is Dr. John Adine. He's got this really good article about hospitals being a target. Real quick, if you can, describe for us, and this is all based upon a book called When Terror Returns by Dr. John, is it Giduck? Giduck? What's his name, doctor? What's his name, Dr. John? Have we got Dr. John? It shows that we have Dr. John. Oh no. Did he walk away? Is it Patrick, are you running the ship today? Where'd the guest go? Do we know?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. All I need is a little cooperation. I can do a radio show here, Dr. John. All right. Anyway, I was talking about this is, you looked at a book called When Terror Returns. Is it John Giduck? How do you pronounce his name?
Giduck.
He describes four types of attacks, and these are the types of attacks that have, I presume, have already been done on hospitals. Can you tell us about these four types of attacks?
Right. The first attack is called a decimation attack. And it's predominantly a bombing. So if you, it's a suicide bomber or a car bomb, or it can also be a lone wolf or a small unit of armed people, basically shooting up a place. So the San Bernardino attack is an example of that type of attack, where it's a quick attack. It's in and out very quickly with a high number of casualties. The second type of attack is a mass hostage siege. And the attack at Beslan, the hostage siege at Beslan, is a very good example of that, where they held people for several days and there was, you know, a large number of casualties. And they were able to get the news media involved and they got more exposure. And so, as you can see, as things escalate, there's more of an ability to get their word out and to be able to put their adversaries on the defensive. The third attack is called a synergistic attack, and that's a combined decimation attack and a mass hostage attack. And 9/11 is the perfect example of that. So you had mass hostages on an airplane, and then they crashed into buildings, which caused a massive number of – so it's a decimation attack there. The buildings collapsed, multiple people killed. Again, that's kind of they kind of hold the country hostage for a period of time, and then they attack. And then the last one is a symphonic attack, where it's multiple targets hitting, being hit simultaneously. And the attacks at Mumbai are an example of that, where they hit hotels and community centers and things like that all at one time. So those are the four types of attacks.
Now, all of these, some of these, like what you just described, the symphonic attack and the synergistic attack, those are the two that I fear the most. simply because of the confusion that it causes responders.
Right. And for instance, it's not an unusual scenario for an attack to happen, say, in a downtown area. And then when the ambulances arrive at the emergency room, somebody with a suicide vest links off the vest in the ER and decimates the ER staff. So now you have these wounded people arriving in the emergency room. The ER is in complete chaos. The doctors and nurses may very well be dead or injured themselves. And now it's a full force multiplier. Because now the people that were injured in the initial attack are going to die because they can't get medical help. And plus now you've taken out a infrastructure facility in a major city or in a town. It may be in a place small enough that it may be the only place for, you know, 20, 30, 50, 100 miles that can treat stuff like this. So this is one of the, you know, the things that worry me. Because, you know, I mean, I live in a pretty good-sized city, and we have a lot of hospitals. But still, if you take out the main hospital in an area, you're going to cause a devastation. Plus, just think of the psychological effect it has on the community.
Yeah, that part goes – well, I mean, I think everybody felt that at 9/11 and everything. All I felt was looking around saying, how do you dodge a plane when it's coming your way? I remember that quite vividly because I went and grabbed my sons out of school because in the upstate of South Carolina, all of the schools are way out in the open. And I went and snatched them out of school just as a matter of, I don't know. I was just trying to be prudent, you know, if you will. But, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about the steps that we could take. And I'm not really concerned with the expense because, you know, getting out there and saying that we can't afford the expense, that sort of is like an indictment on the insurance industry as far as I'm concerned, because that's in case something happens bad too. So we're not even going to talk about that, although we may talk about what some people say about that. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, they are a wealth of information coming from a side that most people would, you know, they don't expect it, and you can't beat their arguments. Check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater light prior to doctors cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed a very basic obligation to my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance, so I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise daily. Included in this regimen is a product called Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is an all-natural organic formula which has helped lower not only my blood pressure, but my cholesterol and blood sugar levels as well, while improving my circulation and quality of sleep. My biggest goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and Heart and Body Extract is helping me overcome the challenges of my recovery so I may reach those goals. You need to visit HBExtract.com right now or call 866-295-5305. After all, with a money-back guarantee, can you afford not to? Take control of your life. Pick up the phone and call 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. Do that. If you're my age, you should be doing that anyway. Do the preventative stuff. It's much better. It's much easier to do than it is to get it back once you fall as far as I fell down. Joining me again from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership is Dr. John Adine. Now, Dr. John, are you there? We don't have Dr. John again.
I'm on the line.
Okay.
I don't know
what's going on, Dr. John. It's above my...
I'm here. I haven't left. I'm still with you, Bill.
Roger that. You have looked at hospitals as a gun-free zone thing is a big deal with you. So I know that all this has really done is sort of shored up your already deeply held beliefs. What are some things that you think hospitals could do to enhance not being this soft of a target?
Well, the first thing, of course, is get rid of the gun-free zone signs. I think that having armed people in place, possibly trained in firearms and first aid, kind of like the FASTER program, wouldn't that be a good thing?
It would.
What if we had hospital staff armed in place throughout the hospital in the case of something like an armed attack, that they can, you know, at least delay the attack until help can arrive, maybe even be able to evacuate patients and families in a different direction. Now, hospitals have long hallways, so you can hold off an attacker. If you're in a barricaded position, those guys have to come down a fatal funnel. You know, defenders have the advantage. If there are no armed people already there, then the terrorists have the advantage. They can take advantage of the long hallways. They can take advantage of the fatal funnels. So that's the first thing. Hospitals have multiple entrances. So they're going to have to limit access to hospitals via some of the entrances and possibly screen people, you know, metal detectors, kind of like at the airport. Although even that's not, you know, the answer, because there's ways of getting around those. Let's face it. And then also we've seen an upsurge in female suicide bombers. And that brings us to the point of screening employees. We know that there are a large number of doctors of Middle Eastern descent who are Islamists and who have been, you know, like al-Zawahiri, who was the number two al-Qaeda guy, was a doctor. Okay? We know that a lot of doctors have been radicalized. Some of them were leadership in a lot of, you know, Palestinian organizations and all this kind of stuff. So we have to make sure we screen our physicians. But then again, background checks for physicians are just as good as background checks for murderers. You know, until you commit the act, you know, it's retrospective, not prospective. So if somebody is screened, found to be okay, and then radicalized, they're already inside. Insiders have access to know the layout of the hospital, security procedures, information technology. They can, you know, they have access to patient data. So, I mean, these are all things that are risks in hospitals. And even the non-physician employees, like the housekeeping staff and all those other people, they have access to places, loading docks, supplies coming in. Those are portals of entry for terrorists and their equipment. In the attack in Budenovsk, Russia, they actually rented a floor in the bottom of the hospital and had pre-positioned equipment. Wow. Talk about planning.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we have to ask ourselves this, you know, do hospitals have a liability and a responsibility to their patients in the age of terrorism to prepare? Are these kind of attacks foreseeable? I think they are. I think they are foreseeable. Does your hospital have a plan as far as terrorist attack? Do they have a plan to secure the emergency department in the case of an attack in the city, to secure it against suicide bombers? Is there a plan to search ambulances and vehicles approaching the hospital? Is there a way to separate incoming vehicles from the hospital so that you don't get a car bomb or an ambulance bomb? In my hospital, the emergency department sits one floor below the operating room that I use almost every day. So if there is an ambulance bomb that went off, I'm done. Doesn't matter how many guns I'm carrying, because we have to be able to stop vehicles, prevent them from getting close to the hospital until they're searched. The Israelis have been doing this for years. And then, of course, training and arming staff. And I think that, you know, if there is a type of manned attack, at least things can get delayed in time for SWAT teams and police and things like that to get there. But if you disrupt the plans, you put a monkey wrench in the works, Or if the word is out that you have armed staff, they're going to pick a different target. So that's where I'm coming from. Just remember, if there was a Boston Marathon type bombing in your city, and then an attack on your emergency room as the casualties arrive, what's going to happen? What's going to happen in your? Is there a plan for that? These are all very good questions to ask of your local hospital, their administrators, the hospital boards, all those kind of people.
Yeah, but here's the question. How would they know how to answer that? Hospitals, and I want to explore this. We've got about a minute and a half left in this, but so let me set this up. Hospitals are coming into this from a dead stand, flat-footed. They're coming in from a dead standstill. And it's sort of like the teachers in the FASTER program, although we know that the hospital staffs, if they were trained, could comprehend and assimilate and take all of this in, sort of like the teachers do. There's no reason they can't do it. But you've got a lot of dogma to overcome in order to get to that point. And I guess that's where the real challenge lies. And we're going to talk about how to overcome that. Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, you can find them online. You can find this particular article at the USCAA magazine or Concealed Carry magazine, and it's going to be at DRGO, I believe, .us. Is that right?
DRGO.us, and probably be posted up on Thursday next week.
And it's probably going to get, as soon as that happens, it'll probably, if Dr. John will let me, I'm going to post it on my website too, because this is the kind of information that, while this is dealing with hospitals, superimpose anything, shopping malls, schools, anything you want to, this will also be pertinent to that kind of subject matter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by HBExtract.com.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring up at an operating room theater light prior to doctors cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation to my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance, so I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise daily. Included in this regimen is a product called Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is an all-natural organic formula which has helped lower not only my blood pressure, but my cholesterol and blood sugar levels as well, while improving my circulation and quality of sleep. My biggest goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and Heart and Body Extract is helping me overcome the challenges of my recovery so I may reach those goals. You need to visit HBExtract.com right now or call 866-295-5305. After all, with a money-back guarantee, can you afford not to? Take control of your life. Pick up the phone and call 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com.
Joining me again, one last time before we put it up for the week, is Dr. Jonna Dean of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. First of all, are you there? I know you are.
Can you hear me?
I can now, yes. All right.
All righty.
So the problem that's facing us now, and I say us because this will affect all of us, if something like some of these bad things were to happen. The problem that we are facing now is that somehow or other we've got to overcome a lot of dogma, like we did with schools where everybody wanted to go, well, I mean, it's just so horrible to think that we have to have guns in schools now. Well, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And that's going to be the hard part, isn't it? Getting that through.
Absolutely. And it's also overcoming the corporate mentality of most large hospital systems. The hospital that I work at is headquartered in Tennessee. So in order to get some kind of policy through my hospital, it actually has to go through our medical board and then get approved at the corporate level. So you want to talk about inertia. that's going to be very difficult to overcome. Unfortunately, I think the only way we're going to overcome the inertia is a bloodbath. And it's going to be a huge liability to the hospitals because they're going to be found lacking. Right now, most hospital security is kabuki theater. It's people with tasers and, walking around with walkie-talkies. A lot of hospitals don't even have armed security. Or if they do, they're very limited. And the other thing is that, you know, we've talked about this before, hospitals are very large in most cases. And even if you had an armed police officer in the emergency department and something happens, you know, on the 10th floor in a wing, three wings away, it may take that police officer with guidance from security 10 minutes to get to that place. By then, most of this stuff is over. Or at least, you know, the terrorists are going to have a foothold and they're going to be able to beat back any kind of opposition. In fact, in some of these, you know, the hospital attacks in Russia, they took the security guards and they executed them just to make sure everybody realized, you know, we're serious. So if you have a uniform on, your security, you're pretty much dead. These guys are going to take you out as an example. So, you know, this is going to be a very difficult nut to crack. You know, I've been working at this for a couple, like 3 years now. I've been going on. I went around with a petition and got over 700 signatures of hospital employees. And I just got berated by the CEO of the hospital. Says, oh, you're violating all kinds of policies by doing this. They didn't want to hear it. But somebody needs to hear it, and somebody needs to start thinking about how we're going to take action and how we're going to be prepared when the inevitability of this happens. And it's not if it's going to happen, it's going to be when. Now, if it's not going to be in a hospital, it's going to be in a school. It's going to be on school buses. It'll be on a mall. There was an attack in Germany today at a mall, at a McDonald's.
Right.
Okay? They're disarmed. Okay? No problem. You know, the terrorists have free reign. And if this happens in a hospital, this is my worst nightmare. My colleagues, my patients, their families are all going to be lambs to the slaughter.
So wouldn't the easiest thing to do, wouldn't it be just to allow people to carry guns into a hospital? Wouldn't that be the cheapest way?
You would think so, but, you know, it's the... I think it's the culture of hospital administrations that, you know, hospitals are supposed to be this place of healing and, wonderful things happen in hospitals. Not bad things happen in hospitals. Although if you look at the statistics, hospital workers have one of the highest rates of injury on the job because they're harmed by their patients, emergency room nurses, recovery room nurses. You know, ward nurses, we have people, nurses attacked on the floor by parents, by, you know, they get a strange husband show up, gang members show up. I mean, you've heard of gang wars in emergency rooms in big cities. It happens. This is not fantasy. This is all fact. You know, the fantasy is that Dunphy zone signs work. That's the fantasy.
Okay? Yeah, that's the fantasy.
And not the... You know, the fact that a hospital is supposed to be a place of healing, it is. But if it's a place of a terrorist attack, it's going to be anything but a place of healing. And it's going to devastate the community, and it's going to affect the ability to take care of the people who do get harmed in these kind of attacks.
So, we've got a little bit of work ahead of us, don't we?
Yeah, and it's going to require people paying attention, asking questions of the right people, maybe even talking to their state representatives about changing some of the laws. In Texas, we have a law that says that hospitals and nursing homes are supposed to post the gun-free zone signs. That needs to be changed. And, you know, even if the hospitals probably do have an option of allowing people to carry in the hospital, but they have to give them written permission. As it stands right now. And all of our buildings are posted. I mean, even my office building, which is not part of the hospital, is separate from the hospital, is posted.
Is there anybody, we got about 2 minutes left, is there anybody making any inroads to pushing this issue and it actually coming out and this, saying, let's look, I mean, you know, we've got this happening here, we need to do this now?
There have, in the state of Texas, there have been some legislators who have actually introduced bills, but they didn't make it very far.
Right.
My Senator Donna Campbell had a bill the last session to get rid of gun-free zone signs in private hospitals, or at least make it an option. There's a guy named Jonathan Stickland who's from up in the Dallas area who's in the House, who also a guy named Drew Springer, who had bills introduced in the last legislature. Texas only meets every other year, so they can't get a lot of stuff done. It's very difficult to get bills passed here. In some respects, that's good, but in this case, it's not.
Right.
And the politics in Texas are such that there may be a difficult time getting some of this stuff done because the Speaker of the House may not be entirely on our side, even though he's a Republican. So, and each state has its own challenges, and so everybody at their local level needs to find out who their politicians are in their state and how we can get things done. Look at what's happened in the last few years with just getting constitutional carry. How many states have passed that in the last several years? There was a bill that was passed in Tennessee just recently, went into effect on July 1st, that holds owners of gun-free zones liable and also holds the people who don't put gun-free zone signs up harmless of liability. That's the kind of stuff that we need to get past in all of our states. We need to look for that. That we're going to have to do this step by step.
All right. I'm out of time. Thank you, Dr. John. Thanks for joining me this evening. We'll do it again next week, folks. Everybody stay safe. This has been Lock and Load. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant's hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.